So call our voice box at 845-431-6500 or email feedback@wjffradio.org.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. On today's program, we'll be listening to the poetry and the songs of the American singing-songwriting duo Mimi and Richard Farina.
You would
Richard Farina, Pack Up Your Sorrows. You know, I recently did a program a couple weeks ago about John Lennon and his sons. And I played some music by Julian Lennon, and I also played some really recent recordings by Sean Lennon, who has started to perform in a duet with his girlfriend named Charlotte Kemp Mule. And they did a lot of acoustic recording, and I was listening to them sing together, and I was thinking, my God, this is like so full circle. What does this remind me of? And I wanted to listen to the music of Richard and Mimi Farina again. You know, there's a term that I hear a lot, Americana music. You also hear the term roots music. And those terms, as far as I know, weren't really started to in use until the mid-90s. And I wasn't really clear on what type of music that meant. Roots music, I thought, well, is that like the blues or something? What is that? And now I understand that American folk music is the roots music, part of that same tradition. And Richard Farina is one of our great American songwriters. Richard Farina was born in Brooklyn in 1939. His parents were Cuban and Irish. So it's interesting, the Irish connection with the Irish folk music. He got a scholarship to go to Cornell University, and he starts out in engineering, but he switches to English. So while he's at Cornell University, he starts to publish short stories for magazines and Transatlantic Review and Mademoiselle. And while he's in the university, he becomes good friends with the author and novelist Thomas Pynchon and Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. But he drops out in 1959 before he graduates, and he heads down to Greenwich Village, such a prominent location in so many of the stories of the singer-songwriters. So there he is in Greenwich Village, and he meets a folk singer named Carolyn Hester, and they get married 18 days after they first meet. Okay, so it's like a wild fall-in-love romance, I suppose. And so Carolyn Hester is a very successful folk singer. Farina becomes her manager, and when they're recording one of her albums, her third album at Columbia, Bob Dylan shows up and plays harmonica. And Bob Dylan had no career at this point. He'd just shown up in the city. It was probably his very first recording session in New York, playing harmonic on Carolyn's album. So Richard Farina travels to Europe shortly after that, where he meets Mimi Baez. Now, the Baezes, there's three sisters in the Baez family. Mimi Baez, the youngest one, Joan Baez, and the older sister, Pauline. So when Richard meets Mimi, he falls madly in love. He divorces Carolyn and he marries Mimi when she's 17 years old and he's about 25. They get married in 1963, and Thomas Pynchon's the best man. And they move, they retreat from the world sort of to a small cabin in Carmel, California. And they start to write the music that we just heard. He plays the dulcimer and she plays the guitar. They play at the Big Sur Folk Festival in 64, and Vanguard Records signs them to their first recording contract. Their first album is called Celebrations for a Gray Day. So we're about to hear two songs from that album, Richard Farina compositions. And I just wanted to mention, you know, that today's music is pretty much all vinyl. I'm spinning vinyl. Normally you think spinning vinyl, you don't think folk music, but roots music, but here it is. I'm spinning folk music. And, you know, WJFF is having a music sale, which is coming up on Saturday, November 19th. While I flip the album, let's listen to a little bit of information about WJFF's music.
WJFF's annual music sale happens Saturday, November 19th, and we need your tax-deductible donations. Anything musical, CDs, LPs, 45s, sheet music, musical instruments, vintage radios, and audio and electronic equipment in working order. Give us a call at 845-482-4141 or you can email adam at wjffradio.org.
Okay, back to Mimi and Richard Farina. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. We're about to hear two songs from their debut album in 1964, The Falcon, followed by Reno, Nevada. And I just wanted to read the liner notes, because Richard Farina is a writer. In addition to writing songs, he publishes a novel, he writes poetry. And here's the description of these two songs from the back of the LP, The Falcon. The hawks and harriers of Point Lobos had a serenity and freedom that seemed to vanish in the specter of the birchers who took to the Santa Lucia on weekends, bivouacking, practicing armed maneuvers, and preparing for a foreign invasion. Goldwater was about to win the California primary, and the skies were somewhat uneasy. And then Reno, Nevada. Existential futility in the guise of a one-armed band. Modern man in search of his neon destiny? La la poo poo. More like, here we are in the land of magenta ski pants and ruby eyeshade. So pull the cord and hope for the best. Either up goes the balloon or you fall through a trapdoor into the alligator pit. Call it a song about chance. Mimi and Richard Farina.
Oh, the falcon was a pretty bird. Wondered as she flew, she danced around and pranced around wherever the warm winds blew. And the falcon was a pretty bird. Her voice was always still. But men with drums and men with guns, they taught her how to kill. Her eye was on the sparrow, her mind was on the dove. But no one cared and no one dared to speak to her. Her eyes are always hooded, her claws are sharp as steel. We teach her not to see too much, we teach her not to feel. Your hours might be numb.
Just heard two songs from their debut 1964 album. First, The Falcon, and then that really groovy tune, Reno, Nevada. That song had dulcimer and electric guitar with Bruce Langhorne, who had previously to this album had played with Dylan a little bit. A piano with Charles Small, and bass was Russ Savickas. Okay, Mimi and Richard Farina. So it's interesting, you know, Mimi Farina and her older sister Joan. There's a book that's been published by a man named David Hajdu called Positively Fourth Street, The Life and Times of Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Mimi Farina, and Richard Farina. And, you know, I didn't know that this book existed, and I'm dying to read it. I haven't read it. But the impression that I have, and this is just you know, this is just the way that I know the story goes, I don't know, is that Mimi is the younger sister and that Bob was really, really attracted to Mimi. But she ended up marrying Richard. And then the relationship between Joan and Bob developed after that. Very interesting. So he also, Richard Farina, at the very first song we heard in the program called Pack Up Your Sorrows, which is probably one of the most well-known songs that Richard Farina wrote, he wrote it with Joan Baez's older sister, Pauline. He shared the songwriting for the lyrics with her on the Pack Up Your Sorrows album. So it's interesting how all these things tie up together. That same year, 1964, Joan Baez records one of Richard Farina's songs on her fifth album. She records a song called Birmingham Sunday. Now, that song really became well known as a theme song to Spike Lee's movie Four Little Girls, which was a documentary about the 1963 Baptist church bombing in Alabama. So Richard Farina dealt with a lot of what they would call protest songs. And we'll hear that recording by Joan Baez of Birmingham Sunday. And then after that, we'll hear another recording, a live recording from the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, the House of Un-American Blues Activity Dream, written by Richard Farina, once again with Bruce Langhorne on guitar, Fritz Richman on washtub bass, Kyle Graham on mouth harp. Richard is playing dulcimer, Mimi is playing guitar. She has such a beautiful guitar style. So two protest songs, 1964, Birmingham Sunday by Joan Baez, followed by House of Un-American Blues Activity Dream by Richard and Mimi Farina.
Come round by my side, and I'll sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly, it'll do no one wrong. On Birmingham Sunday, the blood ran like wine, and the choir kept singing of freedom. That cold autumn morning, no eyes saw the sun, and Daddy Mae Collins, her number was one. In an old Baptist church there was no need to run, and the choir kept singing of freedom. The clouds, they were dark, and the autumn wind blew, and Dennis McNair brought the number to two. The falcon of death was a creature they knew, and the choir kept singing of freedom. The church, it was crowded, and no one could see that Cynthia Wellesley's dark number was three. Her prayers and her feelings would shame you and me, and the choir kept singing of freedom. Young Carol Roberts entered the door, and the number her killers had given was four. She asked for a blessing, but asked for no more, and the choir kept singing of freedom. Sunday, the noise shook the ground, and people all over the earth turned around. For no one recalled a more cowardly how many dark ships in the forest. The Sunday has come, the Sunday has gone, and I can't do much more than to sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly, and the choir keeps singing of freedom.
Richard Farina, live. At the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, that was the house of un-American blues activity dream. Richard Farina, what an amazing songwriter. You can hear the deep poetry that he writes, the way that he treats the lyrics is in a very literary fashion. It's interesting how those kinds of influences shows up, like in Bob Dylan's poetry, you know, or even the music of Leonard Cohen, who was a novelist published internationally before he even became a folk singer in Greenwich Village. Well, Richard Farina has a whole simultaneous career as a writer and an author while he's still songwriting. So that was 1965. That same year, Judy Collins records Richard Farina's song on her fifth album. And actually, Richard Farina is playing on this song with her. It's called Pack Up Your Sorrows. We heard it at the top of the hour from the Mimi and Richard debut album. This is Judy Collins' fifth album. Richard is playing the dulcimer. Eric Weisberg is playing the second guitar, and Bill Takas on bass. Judy Collins also recorded another Richard Farina song called Hard Lovin' Loser in her next album. In the song Hard Lovin' Loser was on the 1966 Judy Collins album called In My Life. We're about to hear both of those recordings of Richard Farina's songs. But I wanted to read a little bit of poetry. One thing that's incredible about vinyl is that you get all the liner notes. The covers always have such fascinating stuff, which don't usually get reproduced in the CD packaging. So there's an incredibly long and beautiful poem by Richard Farina on the back of the Judy Collins album. And I'm just going to read the first verse and the last verse because he's got such a unique voice, a writer's voice. So here we go. And then we'll listen to Judy Collins' recordings of Richard Farina's songs. So here's the poem. You know how sometimes when you're listening, part attentive, semi-conscious, dreaming of another time, a foreign place, the shifting image in a half-remembered face, you lean against your shadow on a door and say, "This all happened once before." It was the voice you heard while dreaming of another time, a foreign place, perhaps within the mirror image of her song, you recognized your half-remembered face and came to disregard the steps you might have once retraced. Perhaps these were the words you'd heard while listening, part attentive, semi-conscious, to the murmurs from another room. Sounds not terribly unlike the melodies you'd hear if jewels like amethyst could bloom. Richard Farina.
No use crying, talking to a stranger. Naming the sorrow you've seen. Too many sad times, too many bad times. Nobody knows what you mean. But if somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all. Nobody knows. give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
A guy puts on a motorcycle jacket and he weighs about 105. He's the kind of surfer, got a ho daddy haircut, and you wonder how he'll ever survive. He's the kind of frogman wearing 20 pounds of counterweights and sinking in the sea like a stone. He's the kind of soldier, got no sense of direction, and they send him in the jungle alone. But when the frost's on the pumpkin and the little girls are jumping, a hard-loving son of a gun. He's got a waiting downstairs just to sample his affairs, and they call him a spoonful of fun. He's the kind of person going riding on a skateboard and his mind's raging out of control. He's the kind of person goes to drive a Maserati, puts a key inside the wrong little hole. He's the kind of ski bum tearing wild down the mountain, hits a patch where there ain't any snow. He's the kind of cowboy, got a hot trigger finger, shoots his boot cause he's drawing kind of slow. But when he comes in for bowling, he's an expert at rolling, sets the pins up and lays them right down. He's got them taking off the heels and they like the way he feels, and they call him a carnival clown. Well, he's got a parachute and screaming like Geronimo and makes a little hole in the ground. He's the kind of logger when the man haul his timber gun to stop and look around for the sound. He's the kind of artist, rents a groovy little attic and discovers that he can't grow a beard. He's a human cannonball come in for a landing and he wonders where the net disappeared. But when he takes off his shoes, it won't come.
Judy Collins singing two songs by Richard Farina, Hard Lovin' Loser, and before that, Pack Up Your Sorrows with Richard Farina playing dulcimer. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So, Judy Collins' fifth album was released in 1965, and then In My Life was 1966. That same year, Richard Farina published his very first book. It was published by Random House, and it's a novel called Been Down So Long, It Looks Like Up to Me. Excuse me. It's based on his college experience and traveling. It's a comic kind of novel. It's set in the American West. It's set in Cuba during the Revolution, and it's also set at an upstate New York university. And the protagonist is this guy named Gnosis Papadopoulos. It's become kind of a classic. And Thomas Pynchon, his good friend, dedicated his own book called Gravity's Rainbow in 1973 to Richard Farina. And Pynchon describes Farina's novel. Here's the quote, is what Pynchon says about the book. Farina, quote, "coming on like the Hallelujah chorus done by 200 kazoo players with perfect pitch. Hilarious, chilling, sexy, profound, maniacal, beautiful, and outrageous all at the same time." So Richard Farina was attending a book release party 2 days after his book was released. He's in California, out in the Carmel Valley at a bookstore called The Thunderbird. And it's his wife, Mimi. It's her 21st birthday. You know, they got married when she was 17, so they've been together about 4 years. And he leaves the book signing to go home, and he gets on a motorcycle. He was riding on the back of a motorcycle with a friend of his, and they have a horrific accident, and they crash on the way home, and he dies instantly in the motorcycle accident at 29 years old in 1966. And so Richard Farina is buried there in Monterey, California, and he's got a peace sign on his grave. So the year, that same year, another album is released of Richard and Mimi Farina recordings. The album is called Memories. So let's listen to two songs. Mimi Farina records solo recordings of one of Richard's earliest songs, called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And this recording features an orchestration conducted by Peter Schickley. And then we'll hear one of his very last songs, When She Waves Farewell to Bob Dylan. The last song, one of his last songs, is called Morgan the Pirate. This is Mimi Farina singing Richard Farina.
Gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand. The colors blend and roll as one together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine to send their distant call. The quiet joys of brotherhood and love. bleed, both light and dark. The winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love.
even though you never gave it. I am sure you had to save it for the gestures of the friends you understand. You have gotten even higher and become your own supplier and the number one denier of the one or two odd feelings. One or two odd feelings. One or two odd feelings left behind. Morgan
the Pirate. That song is by Richard Farina. And that's Mimi Farina recording an album called Memories after Richard's death earlier that year. And before that, we heard the beautiful song, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Mimi Farina, after Richard died, she moves to San Francisco in 1967 and becomes part of a comedy troupe called The Committee. You know, her and Joan Baez and her mother were protesting at a peace march, and they got arrested, and they went to Santa Rita prison, and she got interested in trying to do activism regarding prison reform. In 1973, she goes with Joan and B.B. King to do a performance at Sing Sing, and she was so moved by the prisoner's response that she formed a foundation in 1974 called Bread and Roses, and people like Bonnie Raitt and Pete Seeger and Paul Winter and Odetta and Carlos Santana and Judy Collins and Taj Mahal and all these people that she'd know would go and they would perform for people in the prisons. So Mimi and Richard Farina, dulcimer and guitar. Such beautiful music, you know. Mimi Farina died in 2001 at her home in California. She's survived by her sister, Joan, and her parents, and her older sister, Pauline, and all of her recordings. Mimi and Richard Farina. Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 46 degrees. It's a sunny, clear day. Tonight will also be clear, lows in the mid-20s. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Folk Plus with Angela Page.